Hello,
this is Nails from On Air Coach and another edition of Radio This Week, the podcast. I spent a couple of years working for Chorus Entertainment in Toronto. One of the stations in that building, it's a big building, is 102.1 The Edge. And I checked out Carly Myers on her midday show this week. I love this link. Woman, you may be natural woman.
Edge. Traffic. No stalls or accidents to tell you about, but Hotels.com is perfect for people who don't have a friend with a cottage in Muskoka. Hotels.com, the obvious choice. I'm Carly, high of 32 today. With the humidity, it's going to feel like 1 million degrees. We're going to be a bunch of hot children in the city. You know, like the song, Hot Child in the City, which I truly hope was written about a fully grown adult woman. George Ezra, Budapest, 102.1 The Edge. My house in Budapest,
my hidden treasure. I just love the way you can hear every bit of her personality coming out in that. In just what otherwise would have been a normal link. Carly Myers on 102.1 The Edge in Toronto. On Radio This Week, the podcast. To Cork in Ireland, C103. Middays, here's Eric Griffin.
Slip sliding away, that's Paul Simon on C103. Kicked off today, Elton John's Nikita. It's 24 minutes past one, Legends at Lunchtime, Friday edition, which means we're out and about today. We're in Fermoy's and Darren and the crew down, and let's get over there and find out what's going on. Darren?
I'm talking to Mary. How's your day going, Mary?
Very good, Darren, thanks.
And tell me, you know, have you gotten away on any summer holidays this year?
Not yet, but planning on them very shortly.
Very good. Any ideas?
Hopefully abroad somewhere, but looking out for a kind of a last-minute bargain at this point.
Actually, look, as long as there's a bit of sunshine and sand, you'll be happy, I think.
Exactly. It could be Costa del Yall yet, who knows?
Costa del Yall, exactly, yeah. Listen, what song can we get on for you today? What's your legend at lunchtime?
I would love Simply Red, Fairground. Yes, that's it. Thanks.
All right, we'll get it on next week. Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much, Darren.
I was happy I caught that link. Eric Griffin, C103 in Cork. To the UK, Hampshire. This is Kim Robson on Eagle Radio.
John Legend. All of me. Playing on the station that's asking you to scream for ice cream right now. This morning, Matt surprised Trisha and the gang at Diamond Dry Cleaning Centre in Knapp Hill. They screamed for ice cream and that is just what they got. Check out the video, our Facebook Live that we did this morning. You can see it again now on our Facebook page, which you'll find via 964eagle.co.uk. And hey, get in touch if you want to scream for ice cream. You could be getting some tomorrow.
Coming up, Theresa May is our next Prime Minister after a shock announcement from Andrea Leadsom, and a car's gone up in flames on the A3 in Guildford.
When you're juggling unexpected bills...
Eagle Radio is the station in Hampshire. Kim Robson on air. On Radio This Week, the podcast. I'm Nails. You can get the radio presentation book anytime you like on the website nailsmahoney.com. Well, many pages, 180 pages, something like that. And it's €3.99. €3.99. Ridiculous. I was talking about Toronto earlier, not from the same building I worked in, but up the road. This is from Boom 97.3, a fella that I used to work with in Vancouver in the early 90s. One of my favourite presenters is Stu Jeffries on Mornings.
Blinded by the Light, Manfred Mann on Boom 97.3, 70s, 80s, 90s. Good morning, I'm Stu Jeffries, 726. It's going to be hot and sticky today, no question. We get a high of 31, but it's going to feel like more like 41, 42. Extreme heat warning in effect for the GTA. It's going to be like this for the next couple of days. And some rain in the forecast by Thursday, and then everything should settle down just a little bit. But a couple of days for this at least. Right now it's 22, already feeling like 26 degrees outside. There's a woman in Jersey I was talking about last hour, was doing her taxes, came across an old receipt and stuff like that, and in those receipts was a lottery ticket. So yes, she looked at the numbers, it was a winner, $472,000. This while she's doing her taxes. And I'm thinking, great. Especially if you owe the government money, right? You're thinking, wow, this came along at just the right time. And we all have stories about found money. I can recall one, it wasn't a lot of money, it was a buck. It was a dollar when I was a kid. In Winnipeg, hanging out with my friend Donnie. Now, of course, when you're a young kid, a quarter is a ton of money. You've come across a dollar, you are living the dream. I remember finding this thing, and we made it an immediate decision that, first of all, it's found money. And although we couldn't articulate it at the time, I think we knew that this had to be spent immediately. It didn't belong to us. Somebody might find it. We need to spend it now. We immediately went to the mall, about three blocks down the street that had a new video game. It was that submarine game you could play. It made it look like you were actually using the periscope, right? And then you would fire the missiles and you could see them travel across the screen. If you timed it right, you could blow up a few ships. Now, this is the day where you actually got your money's worth. It's three plays for a quarter. So we each took 50 cents, played this game. It was over in, you know, less than 11 minutes. And I remember thinking even at that time, wow, money doesn't go very far. Stinking dollar. But where have you found money? How much? What'd you do with it? Great text at 973-973. I was outside Frosty John's in Bowmanville. Someone was standing on a $50 bill. As soon as they moved, I ran over and scooped it. Another one says, yeah, last year after I was divorced, I found all kinds of money in my bank account. I don't know whether to laugh or cry at that, Luca, but thank you for the text at 973-973. Give me a call. How about your found money? How much was it? What'd you do with it? 416-870-0973. Text me or go to our Boom 97.3 Facebook page. 729, we're 15 minutes away from the 745 edition of the $1,000 Minute, brought to you by OLG Slots at Woodbine Racetrack. 10 questions, 60 seconds, win a grand. Get them all right. Make sure you get the random answer at boom973.com.
Boom Mornings with Stu Jeffries.
Boom!
Fueled by Panera Bread. Food as it should
I learned
be.
A lot working beside Stu Jeffries in the early 90s, and that's him on Boom 97.3 in Toronto and the morning show. And the final link this week is from Peak FM, Chesterfield in England. This is Gav P.
Mark Morrison returning the Mac. 10:48, it is Peak FM. So all change at the top then. Brand new Prime Minister Theresa May took office yesterday. And there's a number of changes in government. Philip Hammond is the new Chancellor. Boris Johnson is the new Foreign Secretary. Also, somebody fairly high profile in the government has been sacked today. All the latest news throughout the day right here at Peak FM. News on the way at 11 on Bastille Day. It is the day on this day in 1789 which started the French Revolution after the storming of the Bastille. So, bonjour. So for your anthems at 11, got to play a couple of French artists, haven't we? How many French artists can you think of right now? We've got a big dance tune from 1998. I didn't know they were French until I did some research. I went, oh, OK. And this song that you're going to hear, one of your anthems, actually recorded in Paris. So there you go. And talking of Paris, your second anthem is all the way back from 1988, and it's a song that is all about a taxi driver called Joe. Oh, I wonder which one that is, right? So on Bastille Day, your French anthem's on the way in 10 minutes.
Through the day on Peak FM.
Peak FM in Chesterfield, that's Gav P on Radio This Week, the podcast. And thanks to Gav for getting in touch with me on Twitter as well after hearing that. Also to Carly Myers from The Edge, who we started it off with this week, for getting in touch. Always great to hear from you on Twitter. It's twitter.com/onaircoach. Or if you want to contact me personally, there's another Twitter page. It's Nails On Air. There's only two of them. Doesn't get that complicated. As they say in radio, have a great week. Till next time.